This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden used his first address before the U.N. General Assembly Tuesday to promise aggressive diplomacy. He said U.S. military power must be our tool of last resort, not first. Biden also vowed that he would not seek to escalate conflict, while not mentioning rival power China by name. In an earlier speech before the UN General Assembly, the Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it would be impossible to address dramatic economic and development changes and challenges while the world's two largest economies are at odds with one another. President Biden said that we're not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks. The United States is ready to work with any nation that steps up to pursue a peaceful resolution to shared challenges, even if we have intense disagreements in other areas. Biden also used his half-hour speech to push for aggressive actions against COVID-19 and climate change. He said this decade will, in his words, quite literally determine our futures. He added that we'll all suffer the consequences of our failure if we do not come together to address the urgent threats like COVID-19, climate change, or enduring threats like nuclear proliferation. The U.S. House of Representatives voted late Tuesday on legislation to fund the government, provide federal disaster aid, and suspend the country's debt limit. Congress must approve funding for the federal government in the next 10 days or risk a government shutdown at the end of the fiscal year, September 30th. Lawmakers also need to raise the nation's borrowing limit to keep the country from defaulting on its debt. The spending package unveiled Tuesday also includes more than $28 billion in disaster relief and $6.3 billion to support Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Two members of the U.S. Congress instrumental in the passage of anti-hate crime legislation this year are pressing the Department of Justice to step up enforcement of the new law. They warn that reinstatement of pandemic-related restrictions is likely to provoke more attacks, particularly on Asian Americans. The new law seeks to accelerate the Justice Department's reviews of alleged hate crimes reported to federal authorities. Advocates for the Asian American and Pacific Islander community blame rhetoric from political leaders, especially former President Donald Trump, who relentlessly blamed the coronavirus pandemic on China for driving up anti-Asian bias during the pandemic. A recent report by the U.S. Justice Department said hate crimes in the United States spiked sharply in the first year of the coronavirus pandemic, rising to more than 8,300. It was the highest level since 2002, the year of the September 11th attacks on the United States, 2001. The rise was driven by sharp increases in bias crimes against Asian and Black individuals. A non-government organization and local governor in Chad said that 9 people have died in an attack on a village in the Lake Chad area, which is plagued by jihadist violence. The region borders Nigeria, Cameroon, and fighters from Boko Haram and a rival group, Islamic State, in West Africa province have used it for years as a haven from which to attack troops and civilians. In August, 26 soldiers died in Boko Haram raid on Lake Chad Island. In March 2020, 100 Chadian troops died in an attack on the Lake Peninsula. That attack prompted an offensive that followed a month led by Chad's president. The president later said there were no jihadists left on that side of the lake region, but the attacks against civilians and armed forces have increased since then. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Tuesday called on the world's wealthiest nations to share vaccines to ensure an even global economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. The OECD Secretary General Matthias Cormann said Tuesday that the world is seeing a strong recovery from the economic crisis overall, thanks to decisive action by governments and central banks to implement economic support policies. The OECD said while the world is recovering from the shock of the pandemic faster than it anticipated a year ago, that recovery remains uneven. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.